إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our 8th session, reading from Sifat Ibadur Rahman, the characteristics and qualities of the worshippers of the Most Merciful, by Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Our topic tonight is the 8th Sifa, the 8th characteristic or quality of the Ibad al-Rahman. Before we look at this particular characteristic and the ayah upon which, yani from which it is derived, and some of the points that the Shaykh makes concerning surrounding it, we want to quickly, as we normally do, go back to last week's session and look at some of the topics that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide number 8. And the first question being, how does the author, Hafidhullah, summarize As-Sifat As-Sabi'ah, the 7th characteristic of Ibad al-Rahman? Yani the 7th characteristic, how did he summarize it? A few words. Anybody?
Reverence for the Book of Allah.
Reverence for the Book of Allah. Naam. Two parts, he said, two things. Anybody remember the other part? Yani he said, ta'zeem, ta'zeemuhum li kalamillah wa 'amaluhum bima fihi. Yani reverence, respect, honoring the speech of Allah, and also their acting upon what it is contained in it. Yani acting upon what is contained in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me just take a moment just to emphasize the importance of this particular characteristic, the 8th characteristic, or 7th characteristic of Ibadur Rahman. That is, it is our relationship, the way we view the Book of Allah, the Kalam of Allah, and how we, the value that it contains, and having reverence for it, respect for it, honoring it, is manifested in acting upon it. The Shaykh said, تَعْظِيمُهُمْ لِكَلَامِ اللَّهِ, yani they reverence, they respect, they honor the speech of Allah, but the manifestation of that is in their action. عَمَلُهُمْ بِمَا فِيهِ. So this is something very, very important, that we look at ourselves first and foremost, even before we look at others. Everybody who claims to honor and respect the speech of Allah, the Book of Allah, the Qur'an, then the way we should measure the real respect that one has for the speech of Allah is how we act in accordance with it. Yani looking at ourselves first and foremost. Number two, memorize the ayah, 73rd ayah from this surah al-Furqan, containing a sifat as-sabi'ah of Ibad al-Rahman. Memorize the ayah. What is the ayah that this characteristic is based upon? Now, okay, it doesn't fall on deaf ears to the one who hears it. But the question here is, memorize the ayah. Yes, because part of our learning experience is memorizing. Even if, for the sake of argument, a person had difficulty with Arabic, they didn't know Arabic at all, no way whatsoever, they couldn't even look at the Arabic text and even read it, then memorize the meaning of the ayah. At least memorize the meaning of the ayah, so that it's not just a general idea. The general idea is contained in the summary of the Shaykh. But what exactly are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First and foremost in Arabic. But if not, at least we should memorize the meaning of it. In the same way that if we didn't memorize a hadith in Arabic, at least memorize the actual words of it as it's translated into any particular language. Yani, as a last resort. But we have to begin to memorize. Yani, the purpose of this type of question is to force us, to compel us, to encourage us to begin to memorize. And we are people who are not known for memorization. We didn't go to a school or we didn't go through an educational system where you had to memorize. But in Islam, it's incumbent upon us to memorize. So, please help me, somebody, with this ayat. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلَيْهَا سُمْ وَأَمْيَانَ نعم. يعني وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ Those who when they are reminded of the ayat of their Rabb, لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانَ They didn't fall down upon it, يعني deaf and blind. يعني meaning that they didn't respond to it like the one who is deaf, who doesn't hear, and therefore doesn't benefit from the recitation of the ayat of Allah. Or the one who is blind, so doesn't see, يعني the manifestation of the truth that's contained in the book of Allah. They don't respond like that. Now, this is from the characters of Ibad al-Rahman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, when they are reminded of the ayat of their Rabb, they respond to it, they are receptive to it, they listen to it, they contemplate it, they reflect upon it, they seek to understand it, and then to act upon it. Question number 3. I mentioned the author's summary of the first 6 sifat of Ibad al-Rahman. First 6 of them in order. The first of them, even the summary of it, yani in any words. The first of them, he said what? As-sakina wal-raqa wal-tawadu' lillahi wal-ibadihi. Yani that they are humble, that they are peaceful, that they are dignified as they walk to the earth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in their interaction with the people. They are humble in front of Allah and they are also humble with the people. The second of them? The second of them. The prayer at night. يعني محافظتهم على الصلاة لا سيما قيام الليل. يعني that they guard, they protect, they preserve their prayers. Especially the night prayer. يعني Allah mentions specifically the night prayer here. But more important even than the night prayer is guarding the prayers. The obligatory prayers. The 5 obligatory prayers. The third of them?
The fear of Allah, fear of the day of judgment.
Specifically, the fear of the azab and nar. Yani they said, oh Allah, turn away from us the punishment of the fire. Yani because of its severity. The fourth of them?
The moderation
in terms of spending between being extravagant and being miserly. And the fifth of them?
Stay away from the forbidden,
especially the major sins, kabair al-dhunub. Yani, they distance themselves, they stay away from the major sins. And this is, yani, perhaps an indication of the reality that the human being, however, yani, much a person strives to be obedient to Allah, we are human beings and we are defective. But at least the greater sins, kabair al-dhunub, those Ibad al-Rahman, they avoid those things. They distance, they stay far away from them. Even if they fell into lesser sins. Because we are human beings. And there's no any human being that's free of error. That doesn't make a mistake. Now, and the six of them?
They refrain from batil and its people.
Batil and its people. They refrain from the batil and its people. Yani the gatherings of falsehood and evil and corruption and sin. Majalis al-batil wa munkarat. Now, this was a summary of yani the sifat that we've covered up until then. And again, the purpose here or the intent is that we don't forget about these important characteristics that we have been discussing over a long period of time, over a period of weeks, maybe months, right? But we don't want to forget them because we want to constantly be reminded. And that's one of the reasons why memorizing the ayah for each sifa is important, because when you memorize it, then inshallah you're going to be reciting it in salat and out of salat, and that recitation gives you a chance to contemplate, to reflect, to ponder, and to better understand, to dwell on its meanings, so that yani it's in the forefront of our mind. It's not something in the back of our mind that we think about once in a while. Rather, we're always constantly thinking about it, and this inshallah is a tremendous aid in acting upon it. And that's really the point. Yani the point is that we act upon it, that we become characterized with these descriptions or these qualities. طيب, question number 4, mention the aqeedah of the Imams of Sunnah, which is the basis of the high station of the Quran in the hearts of the Ibad al-Rahman. What is the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah? Yani that we mentioned last week, that's not in the book, but we mention it from, yani as a fa'idah, the statement of some of the Imams of Sunnah concerning, yani this, the position, our position towards the Quran. Now, anybody remember any of those statements? Now. Naam, it is horrible, yani, we consider it to be horrible, to be abhorrent, to be detestable, yani, that a person says the Qur'an is created. Before he said that, he said what? That the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. Al-Qur'an, Kalamullah, naam. And that it is abhorrent, detestable, yani, disgusting, that a person says the Qur'an, the speech of Allah is created. Naam. Imam Shafi said the Quran is the Kalam Allah, غير مخلوق. That is, the speech of Allah is not created, and whoever says that it's created, he's a kafir. Whoever says that it's created, he's a kafir. Naam. And Imam Ahmed said, and Imam Ahmed's statement is the most famous of the statements. Yani that is widely mentioned by the people of Sunnah. In Usul Sunnah, he said, Al Quran, Kalam Allah, ليس بمخلوق. The Qur'an is the speech of Allah. It is not created. And this, yani aqeedah, that's stated in these clear, summarized words of the Imams of the people of Sunnah, is the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah concerning the Qur'an. That the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. It is a sifa from the sifat of Allah. And it's not created. Yani nothing of Allah's sifat, of His af'al, yani anything that is connected to Allah, His actions, His characteristics, His qualities, none of it can't be created, because this it's part of Allah, and Allah Himself is the creator. So to imagine that a characteristic of Allah or an action of Allah is created, yani this is yani batil, this is false and is corruption, and this aqeedah is the aqeedah of the Imams of the people of Sunnah, yani to remind us of the importance of the perfection of the Quran, the speech of Allah, that is unlike any other speech. It's different from, distinct from, and higher and above every other speech, because it's the speech of Allah and it is not created, it is perfect. Question number 5. Discuss the intended meaning of لَمْ يَخِرُّ عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. They do not fall upon, yani the ayat of Allah, deaf and blind. What is the intended meaning of this statement in general?
They give it their full attention.
They give it their full attention. Naam. And he literally, they don't fall upon a deaf and blind, meaning like a deaf person, like a blind person. Rather, they are attentive to it. They give it their full attention. They listen to it carefully. They seek to understand it. And they benefit from it by acting upon it. By acting upon it. This is the meaning of this particular, yani, statement. لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانَا. Yani, they listen. They reflect, they contemplate, they seek to understand so that they may benefit from it. And the benefit is in acting upon it.
And you say that they also take the speech of Allah as instructions on how to worship Allah and live their life?
No doubt. Yani, the speech of Allah is instruction, it's guidance. Yani, it's everything in for our life. How to worship, yani, how to interact with people, our families, business, government, everything. Yani, it is yani the guide, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every aspect of the life of a Muslim. Yani, acting upon it, the benefit of listening to the Quran, of reflecting on the Quran, is in acting upon it. Acting upon its ahkam, its rulings. Acting upon its hidayat, yani the guidance that came in it. Question number 6. Memorize the ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah to ayat 206, where Allah threatens with hellfire those who reject the ayat of Allah out of pride. And the Shaykh mentioned that in his discussion of the Sifa last week. Yani the ayah in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذَا قِيلَ نعم. That, yani these people, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatened with punishment the people who, when it is said to them, yani due to their speech, due to their action, whatever they engage in, somebody says, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Yani observe taqwa of Allah. refrain from something that's haram or that's disliked from Allah. Yani, that person is overtaken by his pride. He becomes arrogant. And as a result of that, he continues in his sin. This one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sufficient for him is Jahannam. And what an evil place, yani, to end in. Question number 7. Memorize the hadith when a man says to another, fear Allah. And he responds saying, worry about your own self. Anybody memorize this hadith? Yani, inna aghbadu, yani, kalam ila Allah. The most hated speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when a man, yani, yaqulu ar-rajul lir-rajul, اتقِ الله. A man says to another, اتقِ الله. And that person, فيقوله, he responds by saying, عليك نفسك. عليك نفسك. Worry about yourself. يعني, be concerned with yourself. Don't worry about me. نعم. I'm sorry. The most hated speech. إن أبغض الكلام إلى الله أن يقول الرجل للرجل اتق الله فيقول عليك نفسك. And this is hated by Allah. Why? Because, yani, what is required of the believers, the ibad Allah, is that if they see something munkar, that they should stop it with their hands. If they're not able to, speak out against it. If they're not able to, at least hate it in their heart. So when somebody is not able to stop the munkar, whether the munkar is an evil deed that's being done, or an obligatory action that has been abandoned, then they should say something at least, if you can't do anything. And so if somebody reminds you of Allah, fear Allah, and then the person says, can you get away from me? Don't bother me. Worry about your own self. This is, yani, people speak like this. Why do people say things like this? And this is hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last question, summarize Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah's discussion of what the real objective of reading the Qur'an should be. Yani, he said that from the amazing things is that a person recites the Qur'an and recites it plentifully, and yani, completes the recitation of the whole Qur'an and memorizes the Qur'an and gives attention to the recitation of the Qur'an and the rules of tajweed, all of that, and then they don't act upon the Qur'an. That, he said, yani, reading the Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an, being frequent in the Qur'an, memorizing the Qur'an, هذا شيء طيب. This is very good. This is beautiful. But this is not, he said, it is not al-aham. It's not the most important thing. It's not the maqsood, the matloob. This is not what is intended by the Qur'an. The most important thing that is intended by the Qur'an is tadabbur, al-ma'ani, reflecting on the meanings. Reflecting on the meanings. وَالتَّفَقُّ يعني understanding. يعني فَحْم, understanding the Qur'an. And then he said, يعني measuring our deeds and the deeds of the people by the Qur'an. Is it يعني in agreement with the Qur'an? Or is it in contradiction to the Qur'an? And then correcting ourselves based on that. If we find that our actions, our speech, our behavior is in contradiction to the Qur'an, مُخَالِفَ to the Qur'an, then we have to correct ourselves. If we find, yani, ourselves being in a position that's contrary to what we came to know from the Qur'an, we have to correct ourselves. And also, we have to remind one another, remind the people. As the Shaykh said, not with the intent of spreading people's faults, not with the intent of defaming people and belittling people, but with the intent of islah and nasiha, yani rectifying our affair and advising the other people. In rectifying our own affair, correcting ourselves first and foremost, and also advising the people. This is a very important statement from Sheikh Salih Fawzan. May Allah protect and preserve him. And I, you know, even though this wasn't from the comments of the Sheikh in the book, we brought it just as a reminder to us of the real intent or the purpose of the Quran. Yani, its objective is that we read it with the intent to understand it, to act upon it, to measure our lives by it, our speech, our behavior, our worship by the Qur'an. So that if we are in agreement with the Qur'an, alhamdulillah, and if we are not, then we have to correct ourselves. This is what we covered last week. Yeah. Yeah, he mentioned that also. And it was a long discussion. We just wanted to like core summary of what he said. No doubt. He said that people are reciting the Quran. They are enjoying the recitation of the Quran. They are enjoying listening to somebody else recite the Quran. The reciters and the listeners are in one place and the Quran is another place. Meaning that those people are not acting in accordance with the Quran. And this is what we have to look at ourselves for, most importantly, that we examine our lives, examine our speech, examine our actions, our ibadah, our akhlaq, our adab, our da'wah, in everything in our life. We examine our relations with the people, our business dealings. And we have to ask ourselves, are our actions and our speech and our behavior muwafaqatu lil Quran or mukhalifat? Yani, is it in agreement with the Quran or in contradiction to the Quran? Tonight, by the way, that comment came in the introduction to a book. What book was that? I think, if I remember correctly, it was in the book Al-Usul al-Sitta. Yeah, Shar' Usul al-Sitta. The book of Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, Sheikh Salih Fawzan's explanation of it. It's a small book. In the beginning of the book, he mentioned those comments about the Quran. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to look at As-Sifa al-Thamina, the eighth characteristic or quality description of the Ibad al-Rahman. The Shaykh summarizes this quality in just a couple of words. Inayatuhum bid-du'ai wa-tadarru'i lillahi jalla wa'ala. Inayatuhum, yani their care, concern, regard, the attention that they give to ad-du'a, supplicating to Allah. وَالتَّدَرُّعُ لِلَّهِ يعني humbly, submissively begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just dua, but humble, submissive supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their care, their inayah, they give care to the dua, and they give care يعني to their state of humble submission in their begging, beseeching, imploring, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh mentions after this yani title, the saying of Allah, the 25th surah, Surah Al-Furqan, ayah 74, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ يعني the ibadur rahman, or those who say, yani who supplicate with this supplication, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنٍ. And this is the first part of the supplication. They say, O our Rabb, هَبْ لَنَا, yani give us as a gift from the one who is free giving gifts, Al-Wahhab. هَبْ لَنَا, give us the gift, مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا, from our wives, وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا, and our offspring, قُرَّةَ عَيُنٍ, yani that which will be the coolness of our eyes, the comfort of our eyes, the joy of our eyes, that which will bring joy to our hearts. Yani make there to be from our wives and from our offspring that which will be a comfort, a joy, a source of happiness. Yani for us. Yani this is what will make me happy, that I see in my spouse, I see in my children, yani that which brings joy to me. And that which brings joy to the ibad al-Rahman in their spouse, in their children, is not that they succeeded in getting a PhD from Yale University. It is not that they got a job which gives them a salary of $100,000 a year. That's not what brings joy to the heart of the ibad al-Rahman. Rather, what brings joy to the heart of ibad al-Rahman is that which, yani the condition of their wives or their spouse or their children, a condition that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what brings joy to the heart of the ibad al-Rahman. And we have to examine ourselves and wonder, what is it that we're looking for in our spouse? Brothers in their wives, sisters in their husband, parents in their children. What is it that we're looking for that really makes us happy? Is it that my son or my daughter did well on an exam, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that, have a sayyid tayyib, as the Shaykh said. But is that really the important thing? Ahammu shay is that they do something that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I always say to the young people, yani especially those who I know their parents, I always say, whatever you try to do in life for yourself, make sure you don't forget your parents. Make sure you don't forget that you do something that will bring joy to your parents. And it's not all about yourself. But also, is there something that you can imagine that your parents would be so happy if they saw you memorize the Quran, for example? Or they saw you attending the salawat in the masjid in jama'ah, for example. Or they saw you, yani, having righteous character and manners. Yani, if you can imagine that there's something that will make them happy like this, that should be one of the goals of your life. In addition to whatever you want to do for yourself. That I want to do this business, or I want to do something, or whatever it is that you want to do. Don't forget your parents. Because this is very, very important. So the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا. Give us a gift from our wives and from our children that will be the comfort, the joy, the coolness of our eyes. Yani that which will bring happiness to our hearts. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us to be for the people of taqwa, the pious, the righteous people, make us to be a model, to be an example, to be an imam. Yani meaning to be one of those whom the righteous people look to as an example, as a model, that they follow in their footsteps, their speech and their actions and their behavior. This is a tremendous dua. The Shaykh says, فَمِنْ سِفَاتِ بَعْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ الْكُمَّلِ. Here I just want to stop for a minute, yani, to look at this particular word, and we commented on it previously, but just as a reminder to us, from the sifat of the Ibad al-Rahman al-Kummal, yani those Ibad al-Rahman who are characterized with the characteristics of perfection. Shaykh Abdul Aziz, Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, says in reference to yani as-sifat, or yani sifat al-Kamal, he says, as amma al-kamiluna min al-rijal fahum kathir. As far as those who reach perfection from amongst the men, they are many. And from amongst the women, they are few. But he said the meaning of perfection here, yani fi as-sifat al-insaniyah. Yani perfection in the human characteristics. In human characteristics. The characteristics of perfection of the human being. That is those characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the people who possess them for having them. The characteristics of knowledge, of generosity, of istiqamah ala deen illahi, being upright upon the deen of Allah, was shaja'ah fil haqq, and being courageous and brave in defending the truth. And those characteristics such as these, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the people who are characterized with them. لكن أكمل الناس في ذلك هم الرسول عليهم الصلاة والسلام. But those who are most perfect from amongst the people in these yani characteristics of perfection of the human being are the messengers, and the most perfect and the best of the messengers is the seal of them and the imam of them, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally the Shaykh, he says, وَأَمَّا الْكَمَالُ الْمُطْلَقُ فِي جَمِيعِ الصِّفَاتِ فَهُوَ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ شَرِيكٌ وَلَا مَثِيلٌ. That as far as absolute perfection, yani not limited human perfection, but absolute perfection in all characteristics, in every praiseworthy characteristic, that this belongs to Allah alone, and He doesn't have any partner or anyone that is like Him or equal to Him or shares with them with Him. Yani the point here is that, yani what is intended by Ibad al-Rahman al-Kummal, yani means the Ibad al-Rahman who are described with the characteristic of human perfection. Yani the characteristic that Allah praises people for. Characteristic of being trustworthy, of being honest, of being upright, of being humble, of being kind and compassionate and charitable, truthful. Yani, these characteristics, these are, yani, the characteristics of perfection of the Ibad al-Rahman. Yani, it's one thing to worship Allah, and then, yani, in addition to that, there are other characteristics that a person has to have. If a person comes to the masjid and prays in Jama'ah every prayer, and prays in the first row, and performs the prayer according to the sunnah, but is harsh, is cruel, is unjust to people, to the Ibad al-Rahman, to the human beings, then this is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the Ibad al-Rahman are those who worship Allah the way He deserves to be worshipped, and who are kind to the people, in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just and fair to the people as well. So the Shaykh, he says, فَمِنْ سِفَاتِ إِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الْقُمَّلِ. Yani from the characteristics of the Ibad al-Rahman, those who have these human characteristics of perfection, from their characteristics is inayatuhum bid-du'a. Inayatuhum بالدُّعاء. From their characteristics is the care that they give to du'a. Yani the concern that they have, the regard, the attention that they have for supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that they are concerned about. They have high regard for this. This is not something, you know, I remember a brother said to me in the masjid one day, he said, I've been praying in this masjid for a long time. I never saw anybody raise their hands after the salat and supplicate to Allah. Why do people don't call upon Allah? And I said to him, you are right, this is important. That people, the Ibadur Rahman are concerned, have care and regard for supplicating to Allah. But perhaps, those people are supplicating to Allah in the salat. Because the Prophet ﷺ used to supplicate to Allah in every position in the salat. In standing, in bowing, in rising from ruku, in prostration, in sitting, in every single position in the salat, there are supplications that are recorded authentically from the Prophet ﷺ in the sunnah. Perhaps those people are praying, yani supplicating to Allah in the salat. Rather, the supplication in the salat is better than the supplication out of the salat. As Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, the supplication in the salat, while the person is in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is better than the supplication after they have cut off that communion. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't supplicate in the salat and out of the salat. But the point is that what? The Ibad al-Rahman have great care for supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salat and outside of the salat. Inayatuhum bid-du'a. فَهُمْ مُفْتَقِرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Yani, their inayah with dua is manifested in their acknowledgement and their realization and their acceptance of their being in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُفْتَقِرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. They know, they are conscious of the reality of their great need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, that's why they give great care to الدُّعَى. Because they are مُفْتَقِرُونَ عِلَيْهِ. They know they are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like people who think they don't need. I'm on my own, I'm good. I can do this. But the Ibad al-Rahman, they are هُمْ مُفْتَقِرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. مُلْتَجِعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. Constantly engaged in turning to Him, seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From every harm and every evil and whatever they are afraid of. مُلْتَجِعُونَ. Seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُقْبِلُونَ عَلَيْهِ. يعني مُقْبِلُونَ عَلَيْهِ. Turning to Allah. Seeking to be close to Allah. Seeking to draw near to Allah. And from the meanings of an iqbal ala Allah is that they are responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the meanings of iqbal is to be responsive. Yani, مُقْبِلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. They are responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are responsive to Allah's call. They are responsive to that which Allah makes known to them that He is pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 186, وَإِذَا سَالَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. يعني فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, يعني, I mean, He said, إِذَا يعني سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. If my worshippers are asking you about me, then tell them I am near. He didn't say tell them I am near, I'm sorry. He said, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said in many places in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, when the people ask you about such and such, قُلْ, say to them. But here Allah didn't say that. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. He didn't tell the Prophet, say to them. And from the meanings of this, that the scholars have drawn from this, is because supplicating to Allah doesn't require intermediary. This is direct between the worshipper and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I'm near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the call of the one who calls upon me if he calls, when he calls. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. Therefore, let him answer me. Let him be responsive to me. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us if you call upon Him, He will answer you. Even though He has no need of you whatsoever. Then how much more so, you the one who in need, then should respond to Him if He calls upon you. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. Therefore, you must respond. They must respond to me. they must respond to me. And this is from the meanings of muqbilin alayhi, the attentiveness, the inayah of the ibad al-Rahman, yani to dua, is that they are responsive to Allah. They call upon Allah knowing that He will answer them, but also knowing that they are more in need of responding to Him if He calls upon them. So the way that we draw near to Allah, the way that we seek to get close to Allah, is by responding to Him. Responding to His call. When we hear the adhan, responding to the adhan. And for the men, going to the masjid and praying in jama'ah. Naam. Especially if there's nothing preventing us from doing so. وَجَمِيعَ حَاجَتِهِمْ وَمَصَالِحِهِمْ الدِّينِيَّةِ وَالدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ يَرْجُونَهَا مِنْهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Yani, they are those who are conscious of their being in need of Allah. They are turning to Allah, seeking refuge from Allah. They are turning to Allah, yani being responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for all of their needs, and for all of their masali, yani the things that are in their interest, or that are beneficial, that are good for them, for all of those things, whether it is diniya or dunyawiya, whether it is religious affairs or worldly affairs, every need, everything of benefit that's in the interest of our well-being, we turn to Allah. يَرْجُونَهَا مِنْهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. They have hope for those things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone, without associating anyone with Him, without associating anything with Him. Their hope is in Allah alone. This is the description that the Shaykh has given of the Ibad al-Rahman in terms of their inayah with dua. Their care and concern and regard for dua, yani, is manifested in their acknowledgement that they are in need of Him. In their seeking refuge in Him alone. In their, yani, seeking to be near to Him by responding to His call. And for every need and everything that is in their interest, they have hope. Their hope is in Allah alone, without making anyone as a partner with Him. Their hope is not in the human beings. It's not in their best friend. It's not in their parents or in their children. Rather, their hope first and foremost is in Allah alone. ثُمَّ هُمْ فِي دُعَائِهِمْ يَحْرِصُونَ عَلَى جَوَامِعِ الدُّعَى. After that, he said, then they are, yani, diligent and eager in seeking out, in their dua, seeking out جَوَامِعِ الدُّعَى. Yani, جَوَامِعِ الدُّعَى. Yani, those dua that are comprehensive. Those dua which are comprehensive. And here, I'm just going to make a note. It's not in the book, right? I want to remind us of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that's reported by Al-Imam Bukhari and others, in which he said, بُعِثْتُ بِجَوَامِ الْكَلِمِ وَنُصِرْتُ بِرُعُبْ. And on to the end of the hadith. The first part of the hadith is what I'm concerned about. بُعِثْتُ بِجَوَامِ الْكَلِمِ. In the end of the hadith, the narrator of the hadith says, قَالَ Muhammad. When I read it at first, I thought it's Muhammad. Who? Huh? I thought it's Muhammad. La, he said, yani, the narrator of the hadith, yani, this hadith is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. The narrator of hadith, in the end of the hadith, he said, قَالَ Muhammad. I thought Muhammad ibn Ismail, the one who collected the hadith. But when I went back to check, to affirm, to be sure, it turned out that it wasn't Muhammad ibn Ismail, it was Muhammad ibn Muslim, yani al-Zuhri, the imam of the scholars of the Tabi'een. He said, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّ جَوَامِ الْكَلِمِ, that it has reached me that جَوَامِ الْكَلِمِ, yani this thing that the Prophet ﷺ said, that I was missioned with جَوَامِ الْكَلِمِ, yani comprehensive speech. He said, it means that Allah يَجْمَعُ الْأُمُورَ الْكَثِيرَ التي كانت تكتب في الكتب قبله في العمر الواحد والأمرين أو نحو ذلك. يعني الزهري, he said, رحمه الله, that it has reached me that the meaning of جوامع الكلم is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers together, يعني that Allah expresses الأمور الكثيرة, numerous affairs, a lot of things, which التي كانت تكتب في الكتب قبله, that were written in volumes of books in the time before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has collected them. He has expressed them fi amrin wahid aw amrayn, in one or two statements. In one or two statements, or that which is similar to that. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajj al-Asqalani says, the meaning of this, the summary of it, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yatakallam bil qawl al-mujaz. That the Prophet used to speak with speech that was concise. يعني القليل اللفظ الكثير المعاني. Few words but a great meaning. This is يعني جوامع الكلم, comprehensive speech. يعني that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to speak in a few words, يعني that which contained a lot of meaning. And the reason why I mention that, because the Shaykh says here that the Ibad al-Rahman, they are diligent and eager in seeking out in their supplication, not just to supplicate with any supplication, but with jawami al-du'a. And jawami al-du'a, comprehensive supplication, is a part of jawami al-kalim. Yani the Prophet ﷺ was giving comprehensive speech in general when he talked about anything, that he could express in just a few words a lot of meanings. And likewise in his supplications, the same thing. He could express in his supplications in just a few words that which contained a great meaning. So the Shaykh said that from the sifat of Ibad al-Rahman is not that they just give care to dua, but that they are careful to try to select the comprehensive dua. وَأَنْفَعِهِ, and that which is most beneficial in the dua. فَقَوْلُهُمْ رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا كُرَّةَ عَيُنًا وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. هذا الدعاء من أجمع الدعاء وأنفعه. يعني this دعاء that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates in the Quran for the Ibad al-Rahman, he said that this دعاء is from the most comprehensive of supplications and from the most beneficial of supplications. يعني meaning that this is the type of دعاء that we should be looking for, that we should be diligent in seeking out, not just supplicating with any words. First and foremost, supplicating with the words that came in the Quran or in the Sunnah. First and foremost. Above and beyond what we might think of supplicating in our own words. But not only that, but the more comprehensive of those supplications that came in the Sunnah. And there are a number of supplications that came in the Sunnah that I myself personally, yani, felt that are of tremendous benefit. But for the sake of time, inshallah, maybe we'll yani, see if we have any time in the end. But there is a book from the book of Shaykh Abdul Razak himself, Hafidhullah, yani Fiqh al-Ad'iyya wal-Adhkar, in which yani we have taken some of the comprehensive supplications that he narrated in one of those chapters. Now, that book there, mashallah, the Shaykh Abdul Razak, he has in that book it contains about, I don't know, 8 or 9 supplications from comprehensive supplications that the Shaykh himself yani selected as comprehensive supplications. And I refer yani anybody to go back to them and benefit from those supplications. Allah musta'an. The Shaykh says, this supplication, O our Lord, give us the gift of yani that which is comfort, coolness, the source of joy to our eyes and to our hearts, in our spouse, in our wives and in our children. He said this is from the most comprehensive of dua. And he said, فَفِيهِ أَوَّلًا, it contains first and foremost dua al-mar' بِأَن تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهُ وَيَسْعَدَ قَلْبُهُ, that his eye yani find comfort or his heart find joy in what? Yani in his spouse or in her spouse, yani for the sisters, and in our children, yani find the joy of our eyes and the joy of our hearts. بِصَلَاحِ أَهْلِهِ وَأَوْلَادِهِ, yani is in the righteousness, the uprightness of our spouse and the righteousness of our children. Specifically, the Shaykh said, فِي تَعَبُّدِهِمْ, in their way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَخْلَاقِهِمْ, and in their character. Yani their character, that they're truthful, that they're honest, that they're upright, that they're fair, that they're just, that they're kind, that they're merciful. Yani the Ibad al-Rahman, their heart finds joy in their spouse or in their children having these characteristics. Yani righteousness, meaning in the way they worship Allah and in their character. وَتَعَامُلَاتِهِمْ, and in their dealings, their transactions with the people. وَعَيْشِهِمْ, and in their livelihood and their lifestyle. وَبَرِّهِمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِمْ, and in their dutifulness, kindness to their parents. وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ. Yani, the meaning here, right, is that the joy and the comfort of the Ibad al-Rahman is in their spouse and in their children, manifesting those things that are pleasing to Allah in the way they worship Allah, in their character, in their manners, in their interaction with the people. Yani, do we look at our spouse, do we look at our children and find joy when we see, yani, when you see your child, your son or your daughter or your spouse, yani, dealing with people in a way that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are you, yani, happy because your son is tough and rough and he's able to push people back? Yani, is that what makes you happy? That he could be a bully, that he could be a tough person, that he's a gangster? Yani, what is it that is pleasing to the Ibadah Rahman in their spouse, in their family, in their children? It is those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, ثُمَّ قَوْلُهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And then they're saying, yani the Ibadah Rahman, they're saying in their supplication, and make us, لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, for the people of taqwa, imama. Make us a model, an example to be followed, an imam. For who? Yani, an imam for the people of taqwa. This statement, the Shaykh says, يَتَضَمَّنُوا الدُّعَاء بِصَلَاحِ النَّفْسِ أَوَّلًا. Make us to be an imam for the people of righteousness. It includes within it this dua, first and foremost. It includes within it, yani, the dua, the request of righteousness and uprightness of our own self first. That a person, when a person is saying, oh Allah, make me an imam for the people of righteousness, first and foremost, the first meaning that's contained in this is that you're asking Allah to make you to be upright, to be righteous. وَدَلَالَتِهَا عَلَى الْخَيْرِ. And that you be guided to, pointed to, directed to the good things, the things that are good in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَتَّى يَكُونَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ قُدْوَةٌ لِلْآخَرِينَ فِي خِصَالِ الْخَيْرِ. Yani, that you be upright first and foremost, and that you be directed to the things of khair. Hatta yakuna, so that you will become, after that, after you are made upright by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be the khudwa, you will be the example, the model, yani, for others in the characteristics of that which is khair. So this dua is a very important part of this, yani, ayah, that a person prays for their family, for their children, but they also pray for themselves to be, yani, in a condition of goodness, of righteousness, of uprightness, that other people will follow your example, would follow your speech, would follow your action, would follow your manner of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it starts with first and foremost what? That you become upright. First and foremost. And that you be directed to the khair, so that after that, you will become an example for the other people in these characteristics of khair, and then the people will follow your example, and the people will emulate the way that you act, the way you carry yourself. فَلَا يُمْكِنْ لِلْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَكُونَ قُدْوَةً وَإِمَامًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ بَعْدَهُ إِلَّا إِنْ كَانَ مُتَأَسِّيًا بِالْمُتَّقِينَ قَبْلَهُ مُقْتَدِيًا بهم في نفسه حريصا على تحصيل خصال الخير والفلاح. يعني, it's not possible for the abd to be a qudwa, to be a model, an example, a pattern that other people can follow, an imam, a leader for the muttaqeen after him, and you will not be a model for the people who come after you unless that person is first and foremost following in the footsteps of the muttaqeen before him. Meaning that if somebody has hope that they could be a righteous example for the people that follow, they have to first follow the righteous example of the people before us. And that's why, yani, the people of Sunnah place so much emphasis on following the way of the Salaf. Yani, the people who came before us. As Salaf as-Salih, the righteous people who came before us. Not just the people who came before us, our ancestors. Because we came from Africa and I'm following my ancestors. Even though they were pagans, even if they were kuffar, no, following the example, the way of those people who preceded us, the righteous people who preceded us, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the Atba'a Tabi'een, the Imams of the people of Sunnah. It's not possible for a person to be an example for the righteous people who come after them if they themselves were not following in the footsteps of the righteous people who were before them, emulating those people. You yourself emulating those people. Harisan ala tahsil, being diligent and eager to receive, to achieve, yani, to be characterized with the characteristics, the qualities of goodness and success in Islam. فَإِنْدَ ذَلِكَ سَيَحْرِسُ وَالْمُتَّقُونَ عَلَى الْإِعْتِسَاءِ وَالْإِعْتِمَامِ بِهِ وَالْإِنْتِفَاءِ بِتَوْجِيهِ وَحَدِّهِ. And then in that case, if a person reaches that level, yani of following the righteous people before, such that they become upright, they might be yani emulated. They might be followed by the people who came after them as an example, as an imam of righteousness. He said this person, yani at that point, the people of righteousness who came after them would be diligent and would be eager to follow their example, to take them as an imam and to benefit from their direction and their guidance and their yani that which they left the people upon yani to follow in that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just want to briefly mention from the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, and we try to mention something from his tafsir in each of these ayat, and it's somewhat lengthy, so I'm just going to take the last part of what the Shaykh said related to what we just got finished talking about. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah rahmatan wahsiya, he said that, and make us to be a model, an example, an imam for the people of taqwa. That is, cause us, ya Rabbana, cause us to reach this daraja al-aliya. Cause us to reach this high level. The daraja of the siddiqeen. Yani the people, the truthful ones, meaning the people who not only speak the truth, but their actions are in accordance with the truth that they speak, and their heart is in agreement with that truth. The siddiqeen, like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who believed in what the Prophet ﷺ delivered to the people, but he manifested his belief not just in speech, but in his action. Help us to reach this high level, the level of the siddiqeen, al-kummal, the people who yani reach the level of perfection, human perfection, from the ibad al-Rahman, the righteous worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the daraja, the level of al-imam fi al-deen, the level of being an imam in the deen. And of being a qudwa, an example for the muttaqeen in speech and in action. So that your actions, so that their actions would be followed. And so that their speech, yani people would be comfortable with their speech, would be yani at rest with it, would be confident in it. And that the people of khair would follow behind them. فَيَحْدُونَ وَيَحْتَدُونَ فَيَحْدُونَ. So they will be, yani, a hadi, who guides others. وَيَحْتَدُونَ, the one who is rightly guided. They will be guides who guide others, and they themselves would be rightly guided. The Shaykh says, وَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ and the dua بِبُلُوغِ شَيْءٍ دُعَاءٌ بِمَا لَا يَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِهِ. So it is well known that the supplication to achieve whatever it is, is also includes the supplication or the request for whatever is necessary in order to achieve that. Yani, in other words, if a person supplicates to Allah to be an imam, then included in that is the supplication asking Allah for whatever is necessary in order to be an imam. And this is a very important principle in dua. And Shaykh Abdul Razak always talks about it in different places. About when you ask Allah for something, know that you are also asking for what is necessary in order to achieve that. It means when you ask Allah for something, you have to be trying to do the things that will yani justify Allah giving you that. You want a righteous, beautiful wife? You have to be righteous yourself in order to be yani to be entitled to yani feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be giving you something like that. A woman wants a righteous man, she has to herself be righteous. The Shaykh said it is well known that the dua to achieve anything includes within it the dua for whatever is necessary in order to achieve that. وَهَذِهِ الدَّرَجَةِ. In this dua, this daraja, darajat al-imam fi al-deen, the level of being an imam in the deen, لَا تَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْيَقِينِ. It will not be completed. It will not be perfected. It will not be achieved except with a sabr, patience, and al yaqeen, certainty, yani, in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the deen of Allah. Kama qala ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Sajdah, 32nd surah, 24th ayah. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And we have made them a'immah. By the way, as a note, right? The Shiites, and I'm somewhat familiar with their beliefs, they try to argue in some of their books that this ayat is a proof of the imamah. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. They have no proof whatsoever in the Quran for their belief in the infallible imams. They have no proof whatsoever. But they try to find something from here and there, from anywhere. This is one of the main ayahs that they use to support that Allah mentions the imams in the Quran. But this ayah is revealed in reference to the Bani Israel. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. And we have made from amongst them imams. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And they are guiding the people, rightly guiding the people by our command. بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. When they establish patience. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And they have certainty, yaqeen about our ayat. So the Shaykh said, and you're asking to be an imam, so from the things that are necessary in order to be an imam is a sabr wal yaqeen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this particular ayat. فَهَذَا الدُّعَى يَسْتَلْزِمْ مِنْ الْأَعْمَالِ وَالصَّبْرِ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَعَنْ مَعَسِيَتِهِ وَأَخْدَارِهِ الْمُؤْلِمَةِ وَمِنَ الْعِلْمَ التَّامِ الَّذِي يُوصِلْ صَاحِبَهُ إِلَى دَرَجَةِ الْيَقِينِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَأَطَاعًا جَزِيلًا وَأَنْ يَكُونَ فِي أَعْلَى مَا يُمْكِنُ مِنْ دَرَجَاتِ الْخَلْقِ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ عَلَيْهِمْ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Yani, this sentence here, I'm going to try to translate it in a way that will be easy to understand. وَهَذَا الدُّعَى. This dua, make us imams for the righteous. يَسْتَلْزِمْ. Necessitates, requires, call for. مِنْ الْأَعْمَالِ. Some actions. وَالصَّبْرُ. And he mentions the different types of sabr. Sabr on obedience to Allah. Sabr from disobedience to Allah. Sabr with the things that Allah has decreed that we dislike. وَمِنَ الْعِلْمَ التَّامِ. And also, it also requires, from the things that it requires, that it calls for, that it necessitates, is الْعِلْمَ التَّامِ. Yani complete and perfect knowledge that leads the person who has it to the دَرَجَةِ الْيَقِينِ. Knowledge that reaches a person, the level of yaqeen. This dua necessitates from actions and patience and knowledge, it necessitates from these things khayran kathira wa ata'an jazila. Yani a lot of khayr and an abundance of that which Allah gives. Meaning that when you are asking to be an imam, you are asking Allah for a lot of khayr. And you're asking Allah for a plenty, abundance of gifts, including so many good deeds, al-amal, including a sabr in all of its types, including perfect knowledge that reaches the level of yaqeen. All of this you are asking for when you are making this dua. And additionally, you are also asking that you will be on the highest level that's possible from the levels for the created beings after the messengers. You're asking for all of that. So know for sure that whoever is making this dua is asking for a lot. And know that if you are asking for all of this, you have to show Allah something. And you don't just get that because you wish and hope. Rather, you have to be striving in some kind of way for Allah to bless you with this. All of this khayran kathira. Wa ata'an jazila. Allah gives freely. Naam. But Allah is just. He doesn't just give to the disobedient, disbeliever, munafiq, mushrik, like He gives to the one who believes in Him, and who worships Him, and is obedient to Him. That's what the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di said concerning this ayah. And then we're going to close with this because the time is up right now. The Shaykh, he ends this discussion by saying, وَلِهَذَا يَنْبَغِي عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَنْ يَحْرِسَ عَلَى هَذَا الدُّعَى. So it is incumbent, it is befitting of every Muslim to be diligent, to earnestly, eagerly seek out this dua. وَأَنْ يَكُونَ عَلَى لِسَانِهِ. And that this dua, be diligent in making sure that you are frequently reciting this supplication. And this is a supplication that if we don't know it today, then we need to learn it today. And it's a supplication that we all need to be reciting. Amongst many, many other supplications of the Prophet ﷺ, this is one of the most important of them. وَلِهَذَا يَنْبَغِي. Yani because of all the khair that this dua includes, yani for your family, for your children, for yourself, and for the society, if Allah answers this dua, because the person is deserving of it. Because of the khair that it contains, it is incumbent upon a Muslim to be diligent in reciting this dua and to make it frequently. لِيَنَالَ الْخَيْرُ الْعَظِيمُ الَّذِي تَضَمَّنَهُ. Yani so that a person will achieve, so that they will receive this great good which is contained within this dua. This is the end of what the Shaykh said. And I'm going to just mention quickly a couple of supplications that I have wrote down that I just felt that are very, very important. Yani to remind us of some of the supplications that are from Jawami al-Dua. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Second Surah 200 and first ayah. Yani these supplications, inshallah, we can print them out and send them to the class and whoever's on the mailing list. Or put your name on the mailing list there so we can send it to you. O our Lord, give us in this world hasana, good, and in the next life hasana, good, and save us, protect us from the punishment of the fire. What could be more comprehensive than these three words? Give us the good in this world, whatever is good in this world, and the good in the next life, cross, that's it. And protect us, don't forget, protect us from the punishment of the fire. Subhanallah. Allah, this is the dua that needs to be said every day. The Prophet ﷺ said in another dua that we mentioned previously, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa'udhu bika minan-nar. Two words. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa'udhu bika minan-nar. Oh Allah, give me jannah and protect me. It's not just enough that I want to enter jannah, because some people are going to enter the jannah. But they're also going to be punished though before that. Oh Allah, I ask you for the jannah and also save me from the fire. Both of them. What could be more comprehensive than that? The Prophet ﷺ said in the dua, all these duas are sahih. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Three words. Allahumma inni, Allahumma a'inni, O Allah, help me, assist me, ala dhikrika, to remember you. This is one of the greatest things that a Muslim does, dhikrullah. Ala dhikrika wa shukrika. And then if you remember Allah, that's not enough, but also to be thankful to you. Yani how can a person be thankful to Allah if they don't even remember Allah? Allahumma anni ala dhikrika. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. And if I remember you, yani to be thankful to you. Wa ala husni ibadatik. And then if I'm thankful, how do I manifest it? In worshipping you in the best manner possible. This is a comprehensive dua that we need to have on our tongues. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiyan وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبِّلًا. Oh Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiyan, beneficial knowledge, not just any knowledge, but beneficial knowledge. وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا, and yani good, wholesome provisions from that which is lawful and that which is healthy and good for me. وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبِّلًا, and deeds that are accepted. Not just to be doing a lot of deeds that are rejected by Allah, but deeds that are accepted. What better thing can we ask for? To give us beneficial knowledge, so that we will know what provisions is wholesome, so that we will know what deeds to do that will be accepted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's in the supplication book, I think it's the last supplication that the Shaykh mentioned in this chapter, Allahumma anfa'ani bima allamtani wa allimni ma yanfa'uni wa zidni ilma. Oh Allah, benefit me by that which you have taught me. Yani if you learn something, oh Allah, benefit me from that which I have learned, what you have taught me. وَعَلِّمْنِي مَا يَنْفَعَنِي, and teach me that which will be of benefit to me. Not anything, but teach me that which will be of benefit to me. Yani benefit me from that which I have learned, and teach me more of only that which is beneficial. وَزِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and increase me in knowledge. And this supplication also I think is tremendous. The Prophet ﷺ said, يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمُ. This is from the Adhkar al-Sabah al-Masa. يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ فَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَعْنِي كُلَّهُ وَلَا تَقِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِ تَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Yani the first part of the subject, يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمُ. These are two of the most important names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Came in the beginning of Ayat al-Kursi. يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ. Yani I seek help from you, بِرَحْمَتِكَ, What better thing than to seek Allah, anything from Allah, except by His rahmah, which is the greatest thing that Allah has given to His servants. His rahmah. بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ فَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَعْنِي كُلَّ. So make correct, rectify, make whole my affair, all of it, all of my affairs. وَلَا تَكَلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرَفَةَ عَيْنٍ. And don't leave me to myself, even for the blinking of an eye. This is a comprehensive dua. These dua and many, there are hundreds of duas like this. I'm sorry to say that I just selected a few of the supplications that are close to my heart, that I feel it would be shameful to go a day without reciting these. It would be shameful to know these supplications and to go a day without reciting them. That's how I feel. And there are so many more. I had difficulty trying to select which ones to include. Wallahu musta'an. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question or any comment or any correction from what has been said, we can take a minute or two or three, inshallah. Actually, we came to the end of our time. Na'am
Nadir. The
du'a,
so the Bible says 205.
I think it's 201. I don't know if I said 205. I think it's 201 though. In Surah Al-Baqarah. Yani, Rabbana atina fid dunya. I think it's...
No. The one
The du'a that... Yeah. I think it's 205, yeah, that's right. I thought you were talking about the other dua. Which dua are you talking about?
The one with one over when you say the
Oh, that's the Surah Al-Furqan. 2574 or 74. Okay. Naam, 2574. Surah Al-Furqan, Naam. Any other questions?